This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Q&A. Yeah, first, I just want to thank you guys for all coming out. It's very flattering. I'm sure you have plenty other things to do. So, all right. All right, go ahead, my man. Where'd you go? Yes.
Yeah, so I've been working in tech startups for the past 3 years as
okay.
a designer.
Okay.
But like kind of like my Achilles heel is that I didn't learn code.
Okay.
And that's why I got laid off my first startup.
But I don't think it's an Achilles heel. That's just you were in one specific job where that was a need. Like for example, at Vayner, we're putting more scrutiny on people that are double bubbling because we want people deep as they can be.
So I mean, like kind of a two-sided question.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on like the unicorns of designing UX? And then
I think UX
like,
really fucking matters. Like it just really matters.
Yeah.
It will always matter. Like the number one thing I think about now is the UX of the voice apps because it hasn't been established. Like we don't know how to communicate with Alexa and Google Home. Like somebody's gonna create the audio UX of the next world the same way there was UX designers for the web in the same way that I used to design my dad's liquor store. Like this IHOP needs to be UX'd, right?
Yeah.
It can be maximized. There could be more space. There could be more dollars. They could make more revenue if it was perfect. So UX, so user experience is everything.
Yeah, so I mean, so the follow-up for that is, working for this startup, we close our 10 million A, we're trying to ramp up revenue to
go
4
ahead,
million.
Go.
And so like for me as a UX designer, you think going deeper and trying like more things outside of the office, like?
I think you should never dictate your long-term life's vision predicated on the current place you're working at.
Okay.
That I can promise you.
Okay, yeah, that's
cool.
Helpful.
Cool, right. Go ahead, my man.
I don't know if they asked you that in the past. If you could go back in the past, what would you change?
Nothing. Dude, you have to understand, bro, and I got part of your question. A lot of people ask me this. People still, you know, you hear people talk, but people haven't grasped. You know, like, I only talk about shit I know. Even this book, Crushing It, I only wrote it, not because I was in need of I never wanted to write the follow-up to Crush It. It's only because the last 18 months, I've quadrupled down on the things that I believed in, and the result, like if I did this meetup 22 months ago, this room would be a tenth of the size. Just would. Like, the fact of the matter is that I wouldn't change anything because first of all, I'm too happy, and so I wouldn't want to fuck with that, right? And second of all, I just really believe in my thesis. I think everybody here under 30 is rushing to do stuff to close insecurities and vulnerabilities, and it's making them do things that they're gonna regret long term, and I just didn't. You know what it feels like to be 27 years old and see your college friends and them making jokes that you work in your dad's liquor store? Like, I just was able to be in my own head and not care about what anybody else thought, and that would be my biggest piece of advice, because I genuinely believe all of you are in a rush for that. I don't think you care about a BMW or a Rolex or like spending a lot of money on a vacation for any other reason because of the psychological aspects of how that positions you to other people. I really believe that. And so I just think people, you know, like the young man, I don't know if he's here, who's like, I'm killing it, I wanna start teaching other people. He's so young. Like anybody could do well at Wall Street the last 6 years, everybody. Like if you've lost money on Wall Street in the last 7 years, you should literally retire. Like, and call it a day and just leave, because it's impossible not to make money, right? And so like, I think people are caught. I'm saying it over and over. I know a lot of you pay attention. If you're under 32, you are completely misreading the situation. The college debt crisis is coming. This economy will crash. And everybody's behaving like 10 million raising. Like, if you don't make money, you're vulnerable. And so I just think people are misplaying it. I'm very concerned about the lack of patience. People come up, they put up the five, they're like, yeah, Gary, I love patience, but then I look, they aren't deploying patience. Way too much debating in your 19-year-old head, you know? Eat shit for 10 fucking years, work for somebody that's smart for free, make minimum wage, live with 7 homies in a 1-bedroom apartment, that's the best way you'll enjoy the rest of your life. That's the furthest thing from people's minds. Everybody's gonna crush it and start a business and fucking kill it. Everybody's so fucking great. 99% of these people in this room have no shot of building a business that is long-term successful unless they go super long tail and super patient.
I have the card I gave you is for my Dark Matter platform website startup, all in one website platform, completely bootstrapped from the ground up. And we are getting clients coming over to us from WordPress because it's easier to use. We provide better stuff. Our problem now is we still work side jobs. This has been our side thing, and we're in this growth part where we're debating, do we look for investment? We just go all in on getting our sales up. And I'm just curious, at a startup in that phase, what kind of advice?
All of the advices work. If you get the right money, that's great. It speeds it up. I love going slower because then you're in full control. People don't understand, when they take in money, they've lost control.
Right, my concern is we might be missing a window.
Everybody thinks that.
Yeah.
What window? WordPress and all the and Squarespace are way fucking ahead of you.
Well, actually, we have a pretty...
I don't give a fuck. They're way ahead of you.
Yeah.
Like you're... Right? Like you're not closing a window, you're finding a carve-out.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks like, everybody's sitting here with like an eye, like literally the, besides I'm gonna help you buy the Jets, the quickest way to get me to actually not hear anything and turn you into Charlie Brown is when you say, I've got such a big idea, I'm gonna patent it. I literally am on to the next thing. Like literally like, yeah, okay, next. Like, I don't think you're gonna lose a window. I think you're carving out, you know, a true window is innovating. Not in the feature set, but innovating.
Right.
When you're feature setting or slight, you know, you are, if you're a platform that helps people have a website,
yeah.
You're not losing a window. You have a feature coming that is giving you some carve out. Features, as everybody has learned, are easily replicatable if one chooses to. So I think you're overthinking the window, which then will help you be more patient, which then will get you to the right place. Got it? Everybody thinks they're sitting on something. Nobody's sitting on something. Nobody who decided to come to see me is sitting on something. It's just, okay, you know, you understand?
Yeah.
I'm not sitting on something. I'm just executing ahead. I'm just executing so fast because I don't overthink a lot of these things that you guys are talking about, which lets me go fast. People are slow because they're in their heads. So I don't think you're sitting on a window. I think you're sitting on a feature and you probably have some talent. And so, I just keep putting brick by brick. What is making you not jump all in? Usually not crazy results in a short period of time, which means you're looking for, you're not looking for marriages, you're looking for hookups. And that's why you haven't figured it out. Everybody thinks that, everybody is unstuck. It's, you know what, this is a great two themes in a row. Everybody's stuck on the idea of it. Guys, it's not the idea of it. Waze wasn't a new innovation, right? Instagram wasn't a new innovation. Spotify wasn't a new, like guys, it's like, you know, it's like, it's execution. So usually people are bouncing around their businesses because they think they're gonna come up with an idea, it's gonna launch and fucking Nirvana's gonna come. You know, it's just not, it's fucking execution. Nothing I've ever done in my life is some new thing. I've just done it better, harder, longer. Like, it's just in the edges. Elon Musk is not in this room right now. You understand? So you're bouncing around because you're not getting the traction that you're looking for because you're probably judging way too fast. VaynerMedia sucked shit the first 2 years. Me and AJ had a long debate about selling it for $1 million to Buddy Media 29 months in. Yeah, I mean, like, everybody's like, thinks like, guys, most people are not actual entrepreneurs. And we are, as a collective universe right now, being tricked that we are. Just keep that in mind.
I have a question.
Yes.
So my grandma has a shoe store and she's like 80, I'm fourth generation. I wanna help run the business.
The shoe store.
Yeah, it's already like mouth to mouth customer. Like people come from like 80 miles around, here's some shoes in Anoka. Like a lot of people know who it is. I wanna update it and like their website is shit, to be honest. Like,
yeah. If your family business is not doing 50% of its business online, direct to consumer, in 36 to 48 months, you're gonna be in real trouble.
What would you suggest, like what platform?
Shopify.
Like Shopify? Yep. Okay, because
we're
like comfort based.
Shopify.
Comfort meets style.
Shopify. Shopify, Instagram, Facebook, go.
What do you think about Pinterest?
I like Pinterest, but I like Pinterest as like, I like it. I fucking adore Instagram and Facebook.
Would you go for something that you like doing or something that makes you more, like brings you more money?
Like.
Okay.
Here's why, especially as young as you are, a lot of people liked playing video games 20 years ago, but they became lawyers. They wished, I mean, great ones, they wished they stayed playing video games because they'd be the Tony Hawk of esports today. Like, you always have to, as young as you are, you have to bet 15 more years on like and hope that that turns into more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, again, I got it really good because what I was doing in being an entrepreneur during when I was doing it was frowned upon. Who's over 40 here? Right? So we know there was no entrepreneurship. I got D's and F's, which meant I had no shot of being successful in my life. That is fundamentally how it was. You can't even, you gotta understand, if you're under 25, under 30, that's hard for you to understand. There was no internet. There's no internet. Let's start there. There was no fucking internet. Right? And so it was fucking school to job, or you're like, we have not, what we have not done is understood what the internet is yet. That's what this book's about. That's what's coming out of my mouth right now. It's real early. Like, I think the NBA is gonna go out of business. And I think it's the number one sport. It's got the best situation. I just think the players have all the leverage. I just think the next generation of LeBron and Carmelo and Durant are gonna look at each other and be like, fuck it. Let's just own the teams ourselves. I'll be captain. I'll get a, right? Let's get $1 billion from a brand to pay for the stadiums and all that shit. We'll make a deal with Facebook for people to watch. Like, it's over. The middle's over. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Empathy by Anonymous. Love you, brother. Couldn't have done it without you. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.